First, they had to clear the land. In fact, when the English settlers arrived, the old Indian fields were prime real estate. If you could get some property that used to be the site of an old Indian village or field, the vegetation would already be cleared for you. Plus, you knew it was good farmland because the Indians had grown crops there. When the Indians first cleared an area for settlement and farming, they would girdle the trees, that is, they'd strip the bark to kill them. Later, they would set them on fire. This is called slash-and-burn agriculture, where you burn the vegetation, which, by the way, creates a burst of fertilizer that enriches the soil. Then they would plant their crops. The main crops at that time period were corn, beans, and squash. These were known as the Three Sisters. There were other crops that were planted, as well as plants that were harvested wild. They would plant and harvest them in a seasonal pattern, just like farmers today. But after a few years, the land would start to be played out, since it wasn't being fertilized anymore, so eventually the nutrients would disappear from the soil. Also, things like firewood and game would become scarce near the village. So after a while, maybe 10 years or less, the Indians would basically pack up the whole village and move to a new site and let the old fields go fallow. The wild vegetation would eventually grow back and restore the nutrient value of the fields. And years later, the Indians could come back and start the whole process all over again.